Warning or threat? Macron predicts disorder if he doesn't win upcoming election. By Peter Catalan, June 15, 2022. Recently re-elected French President Emmanuel Macron is warning of disorder and chaos due to a far-left surge in parliamentary elections in France. Despite having fought off both the far-left and the populist right during April's French presidential election, returned head of state Emmanuel Macron is once again warning of disorder and chaos as an alliance of leftist interests threaten the politician's majority in the country's parliament. Like the presidential election before it, the general election involves two rounds of voting, the first thinning the herd down to two candidates, with the second being a two-party runoff which decides who ultimately gets to represent the local constituency. According to a report by Politico, Macron does not appear to be too happy with the results of the first round this weekend past, warning that the result threatens to throw France into political turmoil in what the paper describes as a thinly veiled jab at far-left leader Jean-Luc Mélenchon. "We need a solid majority to ensure order outside and inside our borders," Macron is reported by the publication as saying. "Nothing would be worse than adding a French disorder to the world disorder," he continued. "We must defend our institutions against all those who challenge and weaken them. We need a solid majority to continue to carry the great ambitions of the country, in the face of the emergencies of the century. Climatic, economic and social, we need a solid majority to guarantee our independence," he went on to say. Despite initially being spurned during the country's presidential election, far-left firebrand Jean-Luc Mélenchon of the La France Insoumise party has bounced back to lead a leftist coalition to the apex of French parliamentary politics. The coalition of left-wing parties is now neck and neck with President Macron's own La République en Marche, with both polling at 27% of the French electorate. The ex-Trotskyist has also managed to somewhat muscle out the French populist right, divided between Marine Le Pen's Rassemblement National and Éric Zemmour's Reconquête, both of which now look destined to be relegated to the position of minor parties despite RN, in particular, making major gains compared to 2017 and coming second place in the presidential elections. Things look particularly poor for Zemmour, however, with the former presidential candidate failing to even make it past the first vote for the parliamentary seat he was vying for in the constituency of Var, located in the southeast of the European state. Despite the division, Le Pen in particular has a lot to celebrate with even the preliminary results of the current race, having seen off a bitter political rival while being slated to substantially increase RN's vote share and seats in parliament. The second round offers us the opportunity to send a very large group of patriotic deputies to the new National Assembly, the politician declared last weekend according to France 24 while claiming that she and her party would represent the honest folks of the country. Follow Peter Cattle on Twitter, at Peter_Cattle. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.